FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As the UN General Assembly gets underway, the Secret Service says it seized an illicit network of sophisticated equipment in New York, capable of shutting down all cellular networks in the region. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The investigation began earlier this year when a number of unidentified White House officials, including some protected by the Secret Service, started receiving anonymous threats over the phone.
When President Trump addresses the General Assembly next hour, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be with him. Rubio tells CBS Mornings his boss will address U.S. allies who've recognized a Palestinian state.
You're never going to have peace in that region as long as groups like Hamas exist.
Global health officials pushing back on the president's announcement linking the active ingredient in Tylenol to autism. Swedish scientist Victor Ahlqvist.
Trump's administration seemed to have misunderstood the available evidence. I think that this is an alarming message and it's an ill-backed message.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically meant for LGBTQ people, after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined, of course, well, I haven't called myself that in ages. We are joined right now by our good friend, Katrina Hinder from Family Natural Foods. How you doing, Kat?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And I think you should keep that name. I think it's a lovely name.
I don't
name.
Know where that came from. I was thrown off by the theme music not playing and everything, so I was going to do my version of Sly and the Family Stones, but I don't want to do that to you.
Improv.
Or Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to hear me sing.
Okay.
Nobody wants that. Brittany, how you doing?
Are you sure? I want to hear you sing.
I do too. I'm with you, Britt.
We got much more. No, we have too many things. We got to keep things moving here and everything. Nobody wants to.
Sure.
Brittany, how are you this morning?
I am good. The sun is shining bright here. We've got an amazing forecast ahead. We made it through the worst of the wet weather, and now we just get to enjoy the autumn season. Yay!
Oh, so excited. I cannot wait. I've been looking forward to this. This time of year, certainly some of not only mine, but I know a lot of people out there's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already kind of getting some of that feeling today, aren't we?
We sure are. It's just going to be a gorgeous day. It's partly sunny. It is going to be hitting highs in the low 70s, probably about 72 degrees. Wind's barely moving, so keeping all those leaves intact because, you know, we sit here nervously wondering which big storm system is going to knock them all off. We don't have any in the forecast so far, so it's good. We've got a gorgeous rest of the week, nothing but partly sunny, turning mostly sunny by Thursday, and in fact, temperatures getting warmer as we push into the weekend as a massive high-pressure system holds tight. We've got a dry spell. So highs today, low 70s. We'll stay in the low 70s tomorrow, too. We'll hit the mid-70s by Thursday and then climb to the upper 70s for Friday. So still some summer-like temperatures and very comfortable conditions. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, love it. Love it. And all this for the start of a new year, too. At least, you know, for some of us. This is something I was talking about with the gang yesterday about having multiple calendars you grow up with being Jewish and everything. And I say Ishna Tova to everybody out there and happy Rosh Hashanah, happy New Year, birth of the creation and everything. So nice with the equinox lining up with that, Brittany. Yeah. I thought that's kind of cool.
Ooh, that is cool. Yeah, that is fantastic. I love it.
And not a coincidence. Not a coincidence. It's everybody. Part of the things and part of what autumn is and everything for us. So it works out. It's kind of cool. Brittany, it's always cool hanging out with you. We appreciate you. You have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Appreciate her and appreciate all you being here. We got a fun show lined up for you, everybody. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner beginning into that. You want to exercise more? You got to go to bed earlier. That's at least what this survey, or this report is saying, Kat. We'll be getting into that a little bit later. All that coming up for you, along with the best things about fall.
Ooh, yes.
We're getting into this one.
We
want audience participation on this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Call in. We want to talk about what's the best of fall to you.
Looking forward to that. Also looking forward at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to invite some more guests in. We've got Jesse and Amy from the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes joining us.
Yeah.
They got an open house coming up and some other fun things. I want to get to know them a little bit, talk about it. And not just because I want to make a connection, a pipeline to the cookies. It has nothing to do with this.
That's not it.
Mm-mm. No, it is not.
We want to learn about their missions and their visions.
That's coming up a little bit later. Looking forward to it. And before we wrap up the show, now, you know, when you're joining us, you don't get to join us that often. So when you do, I try to have a lot of fun, interesting topics for us and things.
Thank you. So I'm not yawning over here or something. Do you think I'd be yawning over here, James?
You don't want to bore the co-host. It's not something you want to do. Every once in a while, I like to work our brains a little bit, though. Okay. I have the top word each state has trouble spelling.
Ooh. Please don't ask me to spell it.
Oh, no. No, it is. I would not. Before noon, it should be a rule. Can we make this like a societal rule that before noon, you don't ask anybody to spell anything? No math. Noon.
Yeah.
Outside of when jobs call for it, like ours and things like that.
Of course.
But other than that, I think that, yes, we should just keep things open.
And, okay, that'll be fun, though.
we'll get into our schedule. We got some good stories of the day. We'll talk about some local events going on as well. Entertainment, sports, all of that coming up for you in the next 2 hours. I got a really good story of the day I want to get to as well. But we want to kick things off with an update with our great friends over at Family Natural Foods, because less than a month from now, Kat, you guys are going to be up to I won't want to speak for you and the team over there or anything, but to me, you're really your biggest days of the year in your anniversary.
Yeah, it's true. And for us, it feels sometimes like it's multiple weeks of that, because we're lots of preparing. As I told James this morning, I was at work at 5 a.m. getting all of the orders placed for our anniversary sale that's coming up on October 3rd and 4th. So that is our... that's our 79th, James.
79. That's awesome.
79 years. I mean, like, I'm just a little tiny bit of that 79, but I feel really fortunate. At the end of the day, it's like we appreciate our community for supporting my grandfather, Frank, my dad, Mike, and Steven and I with the business. We're really grateful for that. So this is like a birthday for the store, but also a customer appreciation day. And so we if people aren't familiar with it, please come in to Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Ave on October 3rd, which is a Friday, or October 4th, which is a Saturday. We're going to have lots of fun and sales in store. So our supplements are on sale, our cosmetics are on sale, you know, essential oils are on sale, so on and so forth. A majority of stuff is on sale, not the food, but We'll have some different demos and things like that. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of it because I don't want to take the fun away for Thursday because we're on Rapids Report on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. So tune into that, everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to be on, I'm sorry, not 11 a.m. You're going to have to correct
me. Well, we pre-record it then, but it'll be online.
It shows at like 4 o'clock,
yeah,
right?
Is it'll be online that afternoon.
That afternoon. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I forget, like, me being here versus when it's on. So
unless you've been doing it for like 20, and even doing it 20 years, you forget sometimes. The other day, I messed up doing a track for Unlabeled, and I freaked out because I thought I did it on air.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, I'm off air. What am I doing?
Yes, isn't that great? Those are like nice, like, oh, okay, I got that.
This anniversary special, because like a lot of things over at Family Natural Foods, they you guys do an amazing job selling yourselves and your products, but I feel like you also do not give yourselves enough credit. So I'm going to take over for just a second, Katrina. Okay. We will get more into this on the Rapid Support on Thursday.
Okay.
But in our community, I don't know anybody that does an anniversary special or sale or anything like you guys do. It's not just for a couple of hours. It's not just for one day. It's multiple days. Mm-hmm. And it's so many products and such great sales. And I just asked this community to not tell Stephen or Katrina the definition of what an anniversary is or how they're usually celebrated. Because we're supposed to be giving you gifts. We're supposed to be doing things for you guys.
Oh, yeah, but birthday presents, right? Yep, got it.
In all seriousness, it is a really cool way of doing this because you make this not just your guys' anniversary, but the community's.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. That's a fun way to do it. It's everybody's. And the story of Family Natural Foods is very similar to a lot of our local businesses out there and a lot of and us here as a radio station, as a local business. Mm-hmm. It's the story of Rapids. It's the story of this area. Really, when you look at the history of it and you go down, I encourage people to do that along with taking advantage of those amazing sales. Looking into the history of this stuff, because this is your history too. This is something to take pride in.
Well, you know what? We'll have to have the one of the expert historians of Wisconsin Rapids, a.k.a. my father,
Boy,
Mike Hittner.
If only we knew somebody. You know a guy. All right, great. You know a guy.
You know, we had him on when it was the old station.
Yeah.
Stephen and my dad and I came in and we did the history of Family Natural
Foods. One of my favorite
episodes. It was so fun. But unfortunately, through the changeover and technology and so forth, we weren't able to keep that in the archive.
Still
so
bugs
we need
me.
To really do that again because I'd love to have that as an archived thing. Mm-hmm. And it'd be fun for everybody to like tune in to like, oh, here's the nitty gritty of it. So maybe this fall, winter, we'll come in and we'll do like a larger episode on, hey, here's the history of Family Natural Foods.
We're doing that. We're definitely doing
that.
And
really
this
fun.
Will be a little bit more up to date too because it's a couple of years later and everything.
It is. That's true.
But we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Let me just highlight a couple more things before we jump on. And I just want to highlight that we have a presentation on October 8th, which is called Wellbell. It's hair, skin, nails focused. So it's a supplement talking about how we can have better hair, skin, nails. Steve and I will probably go through the nitty gritty details of it again on Thursday, but definitely something to come to. Lori is a local expert in that, and she'll be guiding that one. And I just really want to highlight immune health for just a quick second here.
Mm-hmm. Please.
So we could talk all day about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could. Actually, you and I could rambling about it too. Yes.
It's the season, right? The sneezing, the colds, the flus. The kids are bringing it back. We're bringing it back. We're more stressed this time of year because we have less time to get the things done that we want. So naturally, our immune system takes a dip. So what I would suggest is try building it up right now instead of being like, oh, I have a cold. What can I do? Which is fine. We're there for you if that happens. But let's get something right now for deep immune health through the cold and flu season so you don't get that cold. Stay healthy as best as you can. And a great time to stock up on those things would be at our customer appreciation sale, which is October 3rd and 4th. And we hope to see you there.
Well done and appreciated because I think that reminder is needed for a lot of us. And by that, I mean me.
Sure.
But everybody else too. Everybody else too. But there is something about forgetting to take care of myself that I do. Every time this year, and I have no excuse.
Yep.
I'm a grown man. I know what happens this time of year, and sure enough, and I know how important it is for me to be, available for everything that I am asked to do and stuff in this world. And last week I messed up. I did not take good enough care of myself last week, so this weekend I really tried hard to do some of those things. And going forward throughout the rest of fall, winter, I am going to be working very hard to take care of me,
That's
so
good.
That I can do the things that I need to do.
Yes, exactly.
Taking hear that immune system. Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm talking a good game. Please keep me, hold me accountable, everybody.
Accountable. We'll talk about this next month, James.
Thank you. That beautiful hair with Well Bell is coming up again right around the corner, October 8th. Not next Wednesday.
Like
Wednesday, October
8th. Away.
Yeah, a couple of Wednesdays. And I'm excited about October. So that's right up.
It is a good month.
And that anniversary special goes on October 3rd through the 4th. Be on the lookout for that. Be sure to find out more about Family Natural Foods at familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on social media and be sure to share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And of course, stick around. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapid Support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid to late morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with high temps in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 54. On Wednesday, partial sunshine, a nice day with highs right around 70. Currently, it's 62.
I don't know if, I believe Katrina and James here with you, everybody. Welcome back to the morning show on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club now. I believe that the birthday song is public domain now. So you can actually do the actual birthday song.
Happy birthday.
For a very, very long time, you could not do that song because it was an expensive song. If you're there,
you played
three
sense.
Or four bars of that, and you got a paycheck you got to get out there to the birthday people and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that chance. I don't have that kind of paycheck. So I'm just birthday.
Oh, what were we doing birthday right now?
Happy
we'll
birthday.
Sing it. Happy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
September 23rd birthday, people.
All right. Nicely done. Nicely. We might have something there. That might have the new birthday song.
If you want to use that, please. I will write off on it.
We're going to snip that up. We're gonna put that into a bumper. That is our new birthday song. No. We encourage you to find much better music and much better things over at our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Visit them today. Buy local, support local. Got some amazing specials out there for you, everybody. Find those out at their Facebook page. Go on over there. Check that out. Subscribe to their page. Keep up to date on the things that they are doing. And when you get on over there, wish them a good morning from us. Appreciate our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah, it always smells delicious in there.
It does. I'm not kidding. The vibes and the energy of that building always great.
Yeah.
Always great. We appreciate it.
I'm so happy that they're in that space. I feel like it's really fulfilling a new part of Port Edwards, which is great.
You know, I've been there. I had been there with other, you know, businesses and stuff, and I'm with you. That's I like that just building itself and everything, let alone the way things are set up in Port. I like it.
Yeah,
it's a great town. Great town. Wishing you guys a good morning over there. And, of course, they're back at it this morning. I had yesterday off their business. This is their Monday. So
this is their Monday.
Go ahead and get on over there, keep them busy, and enjoy yourself at El Cafe, everybody. And get us those birthday birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate with you. Mm-hmm. We would much rather spend more time on our locals than the celebrities and all that.
Yes, it's true.
We really would. So get us more and more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Feel free to text us through the app as well, whatever's handy for you. We look forward to talking with you. Keep that app handy, of course, as well, because we got our up and down the state, multiple state, Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest going on as well. So you want to have that app handy for that. Okay, I need a one or a two.
Oh, let's go two today.
All right, give us that two. There we go. All right. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Wally Morris.
Happy birthday, Wally.
Wally Morris is also a 1918 baseball player. No, it sounds like a good name for that. It's a joke that I told Wally this morning, and he laughed at it. So I'm just going to go ahead and use it again and hope that he still laughs. But that does sound like somebody who played baseball in 1918. It does. Wally Morris sounds like a... I'm pretty sure that there was a ball player that name. Wally, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, man. And thanks for calling that birthday in. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jamie Graper.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Jamie, enjoy the day.
Okay, so I have to do a Jamie info on this one. And I want everyone to know, I did not see James' sheet.
Nope. So I didn't
see anything about it.
I keep these things very guarded.
But Jamie is a staff member at FNF. So I can speak about her for a little second here. She's an amazing human. She just led our herb walk that we had at Red Sands Beach recently. She's just a go-getter. She's a retired physical education teacher. Mm-hmm. And she's so knowledgeable. She comes to the store and she is just ready to help people. Help them with whatever it is. She's so knowledgeable. We love having her around, and she's just a joy, and she brings spunk and sarcasm every day.
She really is something, and she's such a great talker. So much fun to have her on the air and talk with her about things, and you cannot you really can't throw her a curveball. She knows her stuff.
She's got it.
Another, and also somebody was put a lot into this community when you were talking about her previous gig and this gig currently and everything.
She's worked with and touched. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, Jamie. There you go. You're our quality. And yes, Katrina cannot see this list over here and everything. Mm-hmm. Integrity is very important these days, and especially at this station.
Especially on radio.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long time. I'm not going to mess it up now. Mm-mm. It ain't on my watch. No. Jamie, enjoy. And Wally, enjoy your birthday
as well. Absolutely.
We look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with out there. Anthony Mackie is 47. Mm-hmm. He is the current Captain America.
Okay.
He was the Falcon. Now he's that. He was in 8 Mile. He's been in a couple of other things. The Hurt Locker, he was very good in. That's a great movie. If you haven't seen The Hurt Locker, that's one of those movies.
Not.
Intense.
Okay.
Ani DiFranco is 55.
All right.
Happy birthday. One of my all-time favorite voices.
Yeah, for sure.
One of my all-time favorite, I should say, singer-songwriters, all of the above, really. But certainly one of my favorite voices. Our friends over at the 89.9, the college radio station, I heard her for the first time and didn't, back then, because I'm old, I could not just look her up online necessarily and see who she was and all this. I just had her voice and her lyrics to go on and immediately really enjoyed what I was hearing.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the chance to start learning more about her, she's somebody who just did not want to jump into the kind of like machine of the record companies and everything. Mm-hmm. So she made her own record company, Ruthless Babe Records, and giving a lot of other independent artists a chance. And because of that, she's been able to do her own thing and really control her music. She had a big hit with 32 Flavors that was done by another artist, but her version is incredible. She's got Untouchable Face. Shy is a great song. But if you get a chance, and I think a lot of people might lose some people on this one, but I think my favorite version of Ave Maria is Ani DiFranco's version.
Okay,
it's like you've never heard it before. Yes, I believe I got that right. It's an incredible version. It really is.
I think we all have to check that out.
She is one amazing singer. Jason Alexander is 66. George Costanza on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, interesting thing for him on that show where he was playing pretty much a real person in Larry David. And now a lot of people have seen Larry David in TV shows and everything. But at the time, Larry David was just a writer and not really known by anybody. So you're really getting the early impressions of Larry David through George Costanza. on Seinfeld. And we did not realize how good of a job Jason Alexander was doing playing this man, but he did amazing. He's also a complete actor, Jason Alexander. He's not gotten the chance to do a lot of drama, but there was an episode of Criminal Minds where he guest spotted on, and he played a much darker character and nailed it. Was great. Did a really good job. He's a complete actor. He's good. Jason Alexander, 66 today.
Yeah.
The Boss is 76. Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey zone.
The Boss.
When you've got that as a nickname.
I know.
Like, that's, I mean, I don't know.
Right?
I think that one of the cool things about nicknames is when you don't necessarily lean into them too much. You don't call yourself it or anything that. Shaquille O'Neal is pretty much the only person I've ever heard of that got to give themselves their own nickname. Like, otherwise, we don't do that in society.
And sometimes you don't remember who was the one who gave you that name either. Yeah.
Oh, that's a wild one, too. My dad actually was bringing that up with my mom and I the other day. He's called me Yamo my whole life.
Yamo.
And we've asked him this from time to time, but it's been probably a good decade or so. We thought, well, he's a little older. Maybe we can get him or anything.
Sure.
It's like, Dad, why do you call me Yamo? And my mom actually brought up the question first and everything. And he's just looking at it. He's like, I don't know. To him, it's more like, why not? Like, it makes sense to him. But we have no idea where this came from.
And
now, by this point, I don't think he remembers.
Right.
I think he's just not telling us because he doesn't remember. Mm-hmm. I think that. But Yamo, I don't know how you get Yamo out of my name. I don't know where it came from. But yeah, there you are.
The Boss.
Bruce Springsteen, one of the better singer-songwriters in American history, period.
Yeah.
Like, just one of the best. And interesting, too, didn't really, he was one of these guys who wasn't starting out, like, I'm going to be the next pop, you know, rock star or anything.
Right.
He wanted to be the next Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a folk artist. He kind of just had his career go this route and you know, as musicians evolve, he kind of went to electric, similar to Dylan, and kind of started doing a little bit more rock. And, you know, his albums were doing well. And then Born in the USA comes out and puts him on a whole other level. This should be noted. Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce Springsteen's an Oscar winner.
Yes, definitely.
He's got so many credentials. We don't really mention that very often. But one of these guys, too, another thing that I don't think it's brought up enough, just with musicians in general, what you hear on a CD, on an MP3, on a tape, whatever you listen to music on, you hear the same thing live. Like, he can back it up.
Good.
He doesn't just need the studio to make himself sound good.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like that in general. Like,
right.
And I've never heard somebody say that they saw a bad Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band show.
Yeah.
Just incredible artist. Another great one, Julio Iglesias is 82.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wonderful singer. Wonderful singer. Also has a great version of Ave Maria, I believe.
Yeah.
And then some people no longer with us, like one of the biggest stars in Hollywood history, Mickey Rooney, born in this day in 1920. For a good stretch of time, Mickey Rooney was literally the biggest star in the world, or at the very least in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His star was on the level of maybe like a Timothée Chalamet nowadays. That's how big he was. That's how popular he was and how much he was liked and appreciated, you know, just brought in. He's a vaudeville kid. He like a lot of the actors of that day and age, learned how to act, how to do things live and with one take and all that. And I think really added to his career. A lot of younger people out there might remember him as the retiring guard in Night at the Museum. That I believe the first one. I had a nice job on that. He was did some voice work too. He was the voice of Santa Claus and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and The Year Without Santa Claus.
Yeah,
really wonderful voice actor.
Yeah.
Just, I don't think that there was much Mickey Rooney couldn't do. There's one role in particular, maybe, in Breakfast and Tiffany's, but that was not on him. And actually bringing that up, I think that there's a good note here, too, because he plays a character that would never be made in 2025. He would not play in 2025.
Right. Yep.
But Mickey Rooney, way before cancel culture or wokeism or any of these things, knew this and was friends with the director, did the role because the director asked him to. And the director told him that this would be a good idea and it would be funny and all these things. Obviously didn't, and he knew right away it wouldn't be, and always owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Always went out of his way to say that should have went to an Asian actor. I shouldn't have done that role. Those kind of things. I really admire that. In this day and age, especially. He did this a while back.
Yeah.
But there's a guy, an old school guy, who with nobody telling him to, had accountability.
Yeah, he
owned it. And everything. And we need a lot more of that. We need a lot more Mickey Rooney's out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe some more Ray Charles. Mm. Oh, my God. Ray Charles, born in this day in 1930.
we don't get to say this word very often, and I don't think anybody can really deny it. Genius.
Yeah.
I mean, musical genius.
Musical genius.
There are few artists that have crossed over all barriers. I hear many people that know much more about music and are much smarter than me talk about this, but what Ray Charles did in the country music game was literally game-changing and something nobody had really done before. Not to mention, of course, you can make the argument he is the creator of soul music.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
He is. I mean, there's so many different things that you could say about Ray Charles. And, of course, I think almost everybody has a favorite Ray Charles song. I think Georgia on my mind. That's got to be it for me. There ain't a bad one. Hit the Road Jack, though. I remember singing that song with my dad all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
It's a good one. Everybody's got a song. Everybody's got some Ray Charles that they like. Amazing, amazing, amazing artist. I'm definitely going to have to listen to it. I haven't listened to any Ray Charles in a while. I'm going to do that.
If our music was going today, we could be playing some of that.
I had this all lined up. I had nothing but just Ray Charles music all lined up. And there it goes. No, I didn't. I did not do that, everybody. A big shout out and a big happy birthday to Wally Morris. Mm-hmm. And to our qualifier, Jamie Graper. Happy birthdays to you both.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. I cannot think of a better way to celebrate than with our great friends at El Cafe. Get over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself and get there. Kat and I will be back after some news, sports, entertainment, and taking care of our partners on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE, Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion last week. Civic Media Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shali Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News. For news anytime, visit WFHR.com and WIRI.FM.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hi friends, it's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale going on Friday, October 3rd, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 4th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll have samples and product experts answering your questions. Don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with purchase. Join us Friday, October 3rd and Saturday, October 4th for our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale.
Working with nature since 1946.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid to late morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with high temps in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 54. On Wednesday, partial sunshine, a nice day with highs right around 70. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Happy Tuesday. Tried to speed ahead the day.
don't do that yet.
Days are all mixing together. That's all it is. We were talking earlier about immune systems and taking care of yourself and some of those things. I don't know if I was talking about this with a couple of other people that are actually a lot smarter than me when it comes to taking care of not just their bodies, but just in general. And it seems like when we're young, we don't get a playbook on how to take care of ourselves.
No, we don't. Sadly.
And we kind of learn from our elders and some of that and just society and some of those things. And if you're fortunate, you get a routine. Because our brains, we know this scientifically, our brains need routine. They thrive on it. They desire it.
Yeah,
we like a little, you know, anarchy, a little chaos here and there and everything.
Not too much, just the right amount.
Yeah, but for the most part, it is basically looking at your kitchen. And you got your kitchen, it's all organized, but we all got that one messy drawer.
Oh, yeah.
And you love that messy drawer because you can just throw things in there.
And eventually you'll clean it out, and then eventually it'll get messy again.
It's kind of how we like our lives, and it's kind of how we end up, you know, running our lives. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a routine early on, well, you get to your late 20s and 30s and some of this, and you realize, oh, my body is not doing as good as it was, and I need to start taking care of it. And all of a sudden, you're kind of starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that, there can be a gift in that, where you're kind of, you know, you get to design this the way you want to and everything. And for others, it's like, well, how do I get motivated? How do I get started on this? What is my incentive? Some of those things.
Yeah.
It can be tough. It can be difficult. I think when we talk about exercise, we talk about taking care of ourselves, there's so much more depth to it and time that a lot of us don't have.
Right. Yeah, but a solid plan is the best way to succeed within that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the best way to kind of get put these things in there. If you don't have this stuff in your day and you want to include it, I think this is a good way of doing it, the timing of it. And, hey, if you look at it, I can't exercise every day. But if you look at it and say, I got 15 minutes.
Or even 5 minutes. Grab those free weights that are over there. If you do 5 minutes of something, it's better than nothing.
And there's other things, too, that you do to kind of prepare for this. We talk about stretching all the time. Even if you're not going to work out, stretching in the morning is a great idea.
Yes, it's great for mobility as we age.
It wakes your body up, and the mobility part is fantastic. And then if you want to exercise more, there's also going to bed earlier. Now, this comes to us from Inc.com, but I understand that it's not directly at me, but sometimes these articles feel a little personal. Feel a little personal.
Yeah. I think we all plant them for you.
A new study found, you're good, you guys are good. A new study found people who go to bed early are more likely to get some exercise the next day. They tracked 20,000 people, pretty darn good number right there. And the ones who went to bed by 9 p.m. got around 30 more minutes of exercise the following day. That is compared to night owls who stayed up to about 1 a.m.
Sure.
Part of it could be that early birds are just more on top of things or take their health more seriously. But that doesn't mean you can't adjust to our point before about if you want to do this, you can. I actually think that there are a few things in life that are truly impossible. I think that a lot of things are doable. Mm-hmm. Just do you want to do it?
Yes, it's motivation.
Yeah, it's what I've been saying for a very long time. It's not that the dog's too old to learn. Does the dog want to learn? You can teach an old dog new tricks if it wants to learn.
Yeah.
Part of this could be, or part of this is also that the study found that when night owls made a conscious effort to go to bed earlier, the amount of exercise they got went up almost automatically.
Sure.
So if you want to get in better shape, maybe stop scrolling at night as much or maybe put the book down a little bit earlier or something like that and try to crash a little bit earlier.
I mean, it makes sense. If you go to bed earlier, you're going to be more refreshed. And therefore, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I can get that in. I'm waking up a little earlier. I don't feel drowsy and I need to like keep sleeping. So, of course, it makes more sense for you, like physiologically for your body. Your body's ready to take that on.
Yeah.
And or your body can take more on, maybe more weight, weights you're lifting or more stretching or more time doing it because your body is like able to accept it versus I'm exhausted. The last thing I need is that. I need sleep. So no, my body doesn't want to do that or it's not as efficient at doing it.
When it comes to being able to get that down or figure that out, I think this is a case-by-case thing, too. Mm-hmm. For some people, you might want to exercise at night or in the middle of the day.
Yep.
I prefer those times. Mm-hmm. I kind of have a different time during the week where I'm doing it sometimes in the afternoon and sometimes I'm doing it at night.
Well, you're here early in the morning. It doesn't even make sense. Like, it wouldn't work with your lifestyle. My sister, she'll go at her lunch hour because she has a desk job, so she eats her lunch at her office when she's like working essentially, and she'll go and take her lunch break and work out in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So you can be creative and you can morph it. It just depends on how you do it. Or don't feel like you have to have a grandiose plan. Like maybe you even just say, I'm going to do it twice a week, something.
Everything starts with baby steps.
Yep.
And so doing it once, twice a week, 5-10 minutes, whatever it might be. And again, you don't have to be, trying to be the next Mr. World. Whether it's free weights or it's just doing a little bit of stretching, exercising for yourself. I feel like if you want to know why we're encouraging this, give it a shot and give it a shot for a couple of days.
Yep.
I'm just saying a couple of days even. And I almost guarantee that you are going to see what we're talking about here and the positive results to it and that make it worth it.
Absolutely. I have one more thing to put on that too, is find something you like. So if you like dance, do a Zumba class at maybe your local YMCA or gym. If you like more like being in the weight room and you don't want people to teach you something, but you want to do it, do that. Or maybe you want a class that's leading how to like lift properly or a physical trainer to do that. What I think is really important to keep sustainably going and doing it is find the thing you like.
Yeah.
If it's swimming, do that.
I may be the only person in the world that's going to say this. I like doing ab crunches.
Yeah.
I actually kind of don't mind doing those. And I really like working on my punching bag.
Yeah.
So I will kind of start with one of those and end with the other or something.
To motivate yourself almost like that. All right, I'm going to do this. I like it. Okay, I'm going to do the cardio, but I don't like it, or I don't like the weights, but I'm still going
to
do it.
It's also one of the only times that I have to like listen to a podcast or listen to music. Yeah. So I will do that as well while I'm doing it. And that helps a lot.
That's motivating.
And focus a little bit on your breathing. That's something that we don't do enough when we're exercising. And again, trying a little bit of this, it goes a long way. I think you're going to notice a difference right away. And yes, I am bringing up all this, and you notice I did not bring up once about going to sleep earlier.
Nope.
For me, case by case basis.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's humanly possible for me.
Maybe.
I don't know that there's a time, like literally, from birth to now, that I ever went to sleep before 9 o'clock.
Do we have to change your clock to like 20 minutes earlier yes. every night, just for like a little bit closer to that time frame?
I think at this point, everything is on the table. Just everything. We could try whatever. Well, why not? What's going to happen? I'm late. We'll figure it out.
I think
everything is worth trying right now because, me and sleep, we still just don't get along, the Sandman and I. I wanted to touch on this one real quick. And in two ways. So the way the article kind of takes this is kind of a little bit like almost like pointing the finger, and I don't necessarily like that. Many people don't keep up on their smoke alarms and sure. checking on them until you hear that beep and you cannot find where it is in the house. Most of us know where we put our smoke alarms.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We put them there.
Yep.
But when that beep happens, you completely forget where they are.
Yep.
You have no idea. You are looking in places that smoke alarms would never even go.
Yep.
For some reason, we do this. This is a universal thing that we all do with smoke alarms. Another thing we do is maybe not have enough of them. So that's where the article is going. According to the National Fire Protection Association and the United States Fire Administration, you need one smoke alarm to be installed in each of these areas of your home. Inside each bedroom, outside each sleeping area, and on every level of the home, basements and finished attics included.
Yeah.
And that's it. So basically 3 to 4 alarms you need in the home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you live in a 2-story home with 3 bedrooms, you'd need one in the basement, one on the first floor, and one for each bedroom. You also need one for the second floor common area, like the hallway, which would cover the sleeping area zone.
Sure. You might hear that first, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, why so many? The rate of deaths in residential fires are approximately 60% lower in homes with adequate alarms versus those without.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a 60% difference. Yeah.
I mean, really, if you think about it, if you have one in each of those places, let's say the fire started in the basement, that alarm will go off first. And then as like the smoke rises, et cetera, it might go off in the living room. So you have like more chances to get out and be safer and hopefully not be, you know, you're not sleeping and then, you know, get overwhelmed with carbon dioxide and, you know, keep sleeping essentially with that. But yeah, I mean, they're not that expensive. And yes, you have to change the battery occasionally, but it's a very important safety mechanism in our house that is easy to do and saves lives.
It's going on, I think, almost 12, 13 years or something like that since we had the fire at my parents' house, and it took pretty much the whole upper floor destroyed, and we lost so many heirlooms, so many things that we'll never get back, so many memories. We were out of the home for almost a year with that, and so many different things there. And all that said, we didn't lose one person. We didn't lose one animal. We got all them out, and that was because of that smoke alarm going off. We would not have been able to do that otherwise. This would be a much different story. I'll be honest with you guys. So my best friend, my buddy Chris and I, we have this tradition of watching the AFC NFC championship games together. We're down in the basement watching a championship game. We're in an area in the basement where there is a tiny window that maybe luckily I might have been able to get through, but I doubt it. And Chris darn sure wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah.
And we're in that basement hanging out. My parents normally were not home on Sundays. So if we were just in the basement and that smoke alarm's going off, but
you wouldn't have heard it.
We wouldn't have heard it. And who knows where that goes, that story goes.
Yeah.
But my parents happened to be home and heard the alarm and were able to tell us. Guess one of the first things we did when we got back into the house? Made darn sure that there was a smoke alarm in the basement.
Yeah.
And even that might not have saved us or helped us, but it at least was that. At least those alarms were there. But this is important. And that couple of bucks you spend on that new battery every year is a lot cheaper than any of the above.
Absolutely.
And there are also our local fire departments and everything that'll help with these things. They will oftentimes they have smoke alarms that they are handing out and things like that. Encourage you to reach out to them and find out more. You can find out more by checking that online as well. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and get into this things we love about fall. The best things about fall. That's what's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Partly sunny with highs scraping the low 70s. We've got a calm northeast breeze, and with more clouds building in tonight, lows stay mild to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, slightly cooler, partly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. The sunshine holds tight into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-dow.
Boo!
Thank you for joining us, everybody, on the morning show here. We're saving money on bumpers. Mm-hmm. We're going to save money on that. We're not even going to spend money on bumpers. We're just going to do that from now on.
Seth is going to record one of those, and he's going to replay it because he's going to love our creativity on these.
This is definitely going to come back to haunt me. Not you so much. You're great. You're doing awesome. We appreciate you joining us out there, everybody. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour talking with the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. We've got Jesse and Amy joining us to talk about their open house. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll also have some great other stories for you in there. We'll get into, I did have one entertainment story I wanted to get. Where is it? The top singers of the 90s, the best pop singers of the 90s.
Ooh.
I want to touch on that one. We got time. Also, the top word each state has trouble spelling.
Yes.
We will get into that without any spelling ourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Be all in front of us so we can cheat.
Yeah.
But right now, there's a new ranking of the, quote, best things about fall. thanks to the fall enthusiasts who are out there voting on online polls and everything, and they kind of put this together. You can find it for yourself at ranker.com, who does a great job with these. We do a lot of their stories. We have the top 15 here. And okay. I do believe they are in the order of favorite to least favorite. Should we start at 15?
Kind of work our way down?
Work our way up.
Yes.
Yeah, to number one.
Yep. Let's do it that way.
And please, everybody, feel free to get audience participation. Mm-hmm. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. We would love to hear from you. Keep on getting us all that feedback. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. And, of course, you want that Civic Media app handy because we have our Go for the Green, Our Gold Text to Win multi-state contest going on. Big thank you to Rapids Transmission and our great friends over there. We are asking you to play along with this. Everybody, pull out that Civic Media app, and you got a daily chance to win gold jewelry or $200 cash. You can go ahead and get us that anytime, everybody. And that keyword for this hour, the 9 o'clock hour, is gold.
Ooh.
Gold. I'm sorry. Goal. G-O-A-L. The microphone was in my way. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Goal. G-O-A-L. Text that to us, everybody. We want to see the phone. Our phones blowing up with your texts. Get a chance to get in on the winning here. Text us the keyword goal. And good luck to all of our local winners out there because we're rooting for you.
Nice.
So you can also use that Civic Media app. Not only text us goal, but text us your favorite things about fall. We would love to hear from you about that, everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe, goal is your favorite thing about fall.
Absolutely.
Just goal. You're a big soccer fan or something. Let's take a look at this at number 15, Katrina. Halloween candy.
Oh, yep. Because that's part of fall.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. There's some, I not only like Halloween candy, I have no problem when like Oreos comes out with a orange flavored, or they have the orange cream ones and
you're
stuff.
You're like, it's the season. I need it.
I love it. I love it. Yes. At number 14, but in my top five, pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie. Yes. I mean, I'm guessing apple pie might be on that list at some point, but like pumpkin pie. Yes. That's definitely, that screams like October to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. Now, thankfully you can have pumpkin pie any time of the year.
Yeah.
But I do prefer it this time of year. There's something
best
about it this time of year.
Yes.
Yeah. At number 13, finding the perfect pumpkin patch.
That's a fun thing.
That's a good one. If you've never gotten your own pumpkin from a pumpkin patch, oh, that's the best. Mm-hmm. That is the best.
Yeah, and I think the pumpkin festival is happening on like the 4th and 5th in Nakusa, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that might be worthy of your pumpkin time.
Mark that on your calendars, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get on over there for that and pick out a good pumpkin. At number 12, fall fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, definitely like apple picking. I think of that one. But mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah, farmers markets, etc.
The different things that are just ripe this time of year and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At number 11, everything seems more mysterious.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. At number 10, Thanksgiving.
Sure. Yep.
You know, with so much talk of Thanksgiving kind of getting run over between mm-hmm. Halloween and Christmas and all that, it's nice to see Thanksgiving on the list there.
On the list.
That's
all
cool.
Right.
I like Thanksgiving. I like seeing that there. At number 9, beautiful nature trails.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a bad time to take a walk, a bad time of the year to take a walk through the trails or to drive around.
Right.
But for me, there is no better time to do that. If you have errands that need to be run, just ask me and I'll go do it.
You're ready.
In the fall,
it.
I'll be all on it. Yes. Yeah.
Well, and I think like going each season is kind of fun to that same trail or that same road because then you can see the change, which is also really fun too.
It's such a good point. Yeah. At number 8. Cozy sweaters.
Oh, yeah. Warm, cozy sweaters.
There is something about long sleeves that a certain time of year where you're ready for them.
Well,
you're
this
ready
is
for
my
them.
Favorite because it's like you put something warm on and then halfway through the day you're like, okay, t-shirt. And then, you know, you're like, okay, it's chilly again. So that's what's nice.
I like the versatility of it. It is flannel weather. Perfect flannel weather.
Flannel weather. Yep.
At number 7 and kind of an upset, I think, at so low on the list, Halloween.
Halloween.
Wow. Way low on the list. I would have expected it in the top 5 at least.
Sure.
But, favorite holiday by far and away. And really,
because you get to dress up and be somebody different. You're the true actor in you.
That 100%, but not just me. I love that on Halloween, everybody's an actor. Yeah. Everybody's playing pretend.
That's true.
That's what I love about it. Mm-hmm. That's easily my favorite part of Halloween. And especially, it's not just that everybody, it's that person that you never expect to dress up that dresses up.
So into it.
And I don't even care if it's like one little thing. They just put on some funny glasses.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. Way to be. Like, I love that that is a day where adults can be a little less serious, can be a little bit more kid-like. And just everybody gets to be an actor. It's fun. At number six, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, always good.
It's a good one. That's a good one. And number five, cozy fires.
Yes, campfires
this time of year.
Of course.
Nothing better. It's great. And you combined in with a lot of these things with that cozy fire. Yeah. At number four, the weather.
Right, like we were talking about. It's like cool and then warm and all of the feelings.
We were touching on with Brittany this morning, too. It's one of those things that this time of year, and I don't know that we have this every summer. Correct me if I'm wrong, everybody. You guys, you guys speak for yourselves out there. But this feels like a different fall to me, where it feels like almost everybody was ready for it.
Yeah.
Usually when fall comes around, it seems like there's a couple of people that are excited, but for the most part, oh, I don't want to give up summer. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to let go summer.
This kind of weather, it's easy to be like, I'm happy. You are making the fall and the summer people happy. You get both.
Yeah. No, good point. Yeah, I think that's it. It must be it, because it does feel like everybody is okay with the season changing. There's not like we can stop it. It's not like we can, you know.
Just another day or two, please.
At number three, comfy clothes.
Comfy clothes. Yeah. Back to those sweaters. Yeah. And such,
At number two, crisp air.
Yes, that morning crisp air in particular is just like so refreshing.
Would like it a lot more if I wasn't dealing with this whole thing of whatever allergies are. I've never dealt with this stuff my whole life, and now the last two falls, I feel like I've just been hit over and I can't breathe through my nose. It's weird.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But I do, even with that, still a nice cool air, a nice feel to it. Yeah, especially in more communities like ours and everything. And at number one on the list of things that we love, the best things about fall.
Yeah.
Autumn leaves.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's everybody's crowd pleaser.
It's something we all love. Heck, we love it so much as human beings. People come from all over the country to go here, or in Vermont or other places, to see the changing of the colors and
Central
stuff.
Central Wisconsin really is great for fall colors. Like, northern is more pine, so you get less of the maples. And in the south, you have a little less of that, too. Like, Central Wisconsin is the best for the fall colors in the state of Wisconsin.
And Civic Media is the best at giving things away. We got to go for the green or gold ticks to win multi-state contests going on, thanks to our friends at Rapids Transmission. Be sure to pull up that Civic Media app and text us the keyword goal, everybody. We'll be back for another hour.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump is touting the accomplishments of his new administration as he delivers an address at the UN General Assembly in New York.
6 years have passed since I last stood in this grand hall and addressed a world that was prosperous and at peace in my first term. Since that day, the guns of war have shattered the peace I forged on two continents.
He took credit for lowering energy, gas, and grocery prices, and boasted of the strongest military economy and borders.
On the world stage, America is respected again like it has never been respected before.
Then he took aim at the UN.
I ended seven wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help.
He says the only things he got were a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter, which was broken for the beginning of today's speech. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio.